And welcome now to the midday for a Tuesday, no, Wednesday already. I'm Norman Gilliland, and we'll have a quiz question for you at 12:30. It's another short one, and see what you can make of that. Maybe you'll win the prize today. We'll also, as promised, give you an insight into one of the world's great symphonies. Sometimes when you get behind or beyond the score of a symphony, you determine that there are all kinds of dimensions to it that are not immediately apparent when you just hear that. And that's certainly true of the Italian symphony, which is going to be presented in one of the beyond the score presentations of the Madison Symphony. And here to give us some insight into the Italian Symphony of Mendelssohn is one of the participants in that beyond the score production this Sunday. Welcome to the midday, Sarah Day.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So the premise of these beyond the scores is that you have usually a narrator and you have several actors. These are all developed by George McBurney, I believe, the
yes.
British playwright and composer. And there's a whole series of these insightful beyond the score presentations, but you have a Mendelssohn in this production, right?
Yes, we do, who will be Nate Berger, who is a core company member at American Players Theater.
And then you have a narrator.
That would be me, Sarah Day, yes.
Which is fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Jonathan Smoots, another of your APT colleagues, who does everybody else.
Yes, he plays lots of different roles.
Males, females.
Exactly.
And so each of you has a wonderful role cut out for you.
Yes.
But as the narrator, how do you grasp this? What do you do with it?
Well, I think it's wonderful to be able to tell the story and the background and what it is that Mendelssohn was doing sort of historically as he was a young man at 21, made his first trip to Rome and to Florence, and was intrigued while on his grand tour of Europe, a young man from Berlin. He was intrigued by the life of Italy that was so very different from his own and how it inspired his music. And I think the Fourth Symphony has really always been known as one of his really joyous pieces.
It certainly is that.
Yes. And he was, the Saltarello is one of the movements, and part of it is he felt he heard people just on the street dancing. This is not how Germans behave for the most part.
Right, singing,
so that
and
intrigue. Yeah.
Singing and dancing in the streets
mm-hmm.
of Italy, and
yes.
he wasn't the only composer to have that experience, I think.
Yes.
Similar experiences from Tchaikovsky and others,
mm-hmm.
somewhat surprised by the way music just spilled out into the streets of Italy. And
yes.
a long tradition of composers going to Italy to get, inspiration and just trying to soak up that wonderful Italian music going well back to, Mozart was another one as a 14-year-old in a formative year. So Mendelssohn writes this symphony, and unlike a lot of symphonies that have nicknames, this one is very apt. So it is a very Italian-influenced
mm-hmm.
German work.
Yes, very definitely.
And you mentioned the Saltarello, which is
yes.
an Italian dance,
mm-hmm.
and Mendelssohn concludes the symphony, his Italian symphony, with that, and we'll hear that and then get another insight or two into this beyond the score production featuring my guest today, Sarah Day, as narrator. This is the Saltarello, the finale of the Italian symphony, played by the San Francisco Symphony. Their conductor is Herbert Blumstead. Saltarello presto finale of the Italian symphony, the symphony number 4 of a young composer by the name of Felix Mendelssohn, and that particular performance came from the San Francisco Symphony, Herbert Blomstedt conducting, and that symphony, the Italian symphony, is the subject of the upcoming Beyond the Score presentation this Sunday afternoon at 2:30 at Overture in Madison by the Madison Symphony. It will include some American Players Theater regulars, Jonathan Smoots and Nate Berger, and also my guest today, Sarah Day, who will be serving as the narrator for that and has given us some insights into the false steps involved, too, in writing what we think of today as perfect, but Mendelssohn didn't think of it that way.
No, he went on a journey of really rewriting it a couple of times. He sort of had it in his head in maybe 1 year, and then a couple of years later, he was asked to write a symphony and very quickly wrote one that played in the Hanover Rooms in London, and it was an immediate sensation. People loved it, just thought it was brilliant. And then someone else wanted to hear it back in Germany, and he started then rewriting things, just rewriting and rewriting and finding imperfections and things. And even his sister Fanny was finding problems with the new way.
With the improvements.
Yes, in quotation marks, improvements.
Yeah.
And so he went through a real period of trying to perfect something that quite honestly was probably already perfect.
Just fine with us the way it is.
Right.
We're not sure. It may be that first version that will be performed Sunday, but you can find out if you catch that performance of Beyond the Score. And before you take off, Sarah Day, what is the offing, in the offing for you as one of the great actors hereabouts?
Well, thank you. The next project I'm going to be working on is with Madison Opera. I'll be playing Madame Armfelt in A Little Night Music. And I am extremely excited and wonderfully frightened by the prospect of working on this piece. I've loved that musical since it first came out. And I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
So little fright music.
Oh, yes, it is.
But I suppose in parting that sometimes that does help to give you an edge, doesn't it? A little bit of anxiety in a role?
Oh, yeah, I guess.
channeled correctly, and you got something really good.
Yes, I'm sure. Hope so.
I'm sure it will be. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Taking us behind and beyond the score.
Thank you.